Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
We ended the first last break. We're talking about the drones and the military. And just recently, you know, Mike Huckabee had on his program the General Stanley McChrystal. Stanley McChrystal on his program, and they were talking.
Is he a general?
Excuse me.
Is he a general?
Yes, general. Okay. Former retired general, Stanley McChrystal. He was the one that was involved heavily in Afghanistan, and they were talking about General Martin Dempsey, who's a Joint Chiefs of Staff's most recent statement. Regarding the military and the Congress's inability, they're saying to get this spending right, get this budget right, because there's going to be major cuts to the military defense. This is what Martin Dempsey says. That this is the Joint Chief of Staff. This is the general speaking. And he says that basically this is going to affect operations. It's going to affect maintenance. And he says training will be absolutely gutted. He says ships are going to return to port. He says aircrafts are going to be grounded, and there could be absolutely a curtailing in major training. Mm. And it's like, this is our military.
It's like saying, we're going to remove your bricks on your house, then we're going to remove the sheetrock from your house, then we're going to remove the insulation from your house, and we're going to remove the shingles from your house, but we're going to balance this budget.
Exactly.
Have a good night's sleep.
Yeah. Mm. He says our readiness is going to begin to erode. He says within months we'll be less prepared, and within a year we'll be completely unprepared. And so you're seeing this.
So when would that be? So when would the year be? I mean, you know, we're here prophetically. If they're going to cut it like in 3 months, when they extend the they extended it for I'll go ahead.
It's in a few months. But this is what they were talking about, the sequestration. What's sequestration? What is all that? And the way Mike Huckabee explained it was that it's just blanket cuts across the board. This is no, you know, intelligent planning, not picking or choosing. You're just gutting the thing out and let the chips fall where they may. And this is not good. I mean, this is so – we're seeing the convergence of all the prophetic words that God's been saying over and over and over again. We're seeing a weakening of America. A country that can't even defend itself. And you got to ask the question, is America under judgment? I mean, what is happening? What's happening right before us? And, you know, the other thing we're going to look at, you know, is America no longer going to be that military superpower that it once was? There's a strategy to take this country down. But at the same time, what's happening with the church? I mean, how can we fight for a country if some of the church at large is not even willing to contend and fight for God's truth?
Yes, Lord, help us, Lord. Help us, God, to do what's right. You're right. I mean, help us.
I mean, think about it. We're saying we're going to, you know, fight for our country. We want to fight for the Constitution. When I say fight, I'm just saying stand. You know what I'm saying? I'm saying stand for the truth. You know, stand for what's right. Because if
82% of us or 81% of us are not in the truth, we're not in the Word, and if we're not reading the Bible, you're telling me to stand, John. But if I stand on what? I haven't even read my Bible. 81%, according to George Barna, I hadn't even read my Bible. Nor did the one who says that they're ministering to me tell me I've got to, that I've got to get it. I'm not going to survive this thing if I don't.
Yeah.
I mean, isn't that kind of unfair?
Well, that's exactly what I'm trying to say. I'm saying, how can we? How can we stand for our country if we're not even willing to stand for God's truths? So if we're not even abiding, we're not even spending time with God. And that becomes a secondary issue. And it's like, we got to get our house back in order. We got to get our own spiritual house back in the place where it needs to be. And that's where we stop honoring God with our lips and we begin to honor God with our hearts. And we get back to returning back to the Lord, you know, getting right with Him, getting the sin out and abiding with Him, hearing what He has to say and doing what He tells us to do.
Well, you're right, and I'm looking right now at The Perfect Storm, and you can get to it at VFNTV.com, where John Paul Jackson put up what God has literally shown him is headlines. Mm. Headlines. I'm looking at the headlines of prophetic headlines. Like, God would show him this newspaper, and it would have this statement on it, and God would show him this newspaper, and these things have come to pass. It was amazing how accurate they've been. And one of them was, and this is like 2008 and 2010 when these things are unfolding, But one of them was military cuts number of soldiers.
Wow.
And you think about it, back then, that was the last thing that that would have happened. I mean, you've got to go see this. You can get to The Perfect Storm at VFNTV.com. It'd be good to be on the right side of history.
Mm-hmm.
Go to VFNTV at VFNTV.com. Go to VFNTV and watch some prophetic teachings. Begin to listen to what's happening right now. Understand that when God begins to do something, or he's going to do something, he will send people who heard what he's going to do, and he'll let us know before it happens so we can prevent it from happening by doing what we should have done in the first place, but we just put it off. It's called repentance.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, why would he even warn us if he didn't care about us? He loves us.
Right.
Why would he even send a prophet? And so when you hear the word prophetic teachings or the perfect storm and what God is saying, he's letting us know to prepare ourselves. You know, brace yourself.
Right.
Prepare for what's happened. Do what's right. You know, God told Cain, he says, why are you walking around so downcast? Why don't you just do what's right?
Do what's right.
Just do what's right. There they are with all that dread, but nothing to dread at all. There is something to dread if we're not walking against the ways of God.
Yeah.
But all instantly, it's the kingdom of God is a matter of a revelation, not relocation. It's not about you packing up your bags and moving somewhere else. It's about you packing up your sin and laying it at the foot of the cross and repenting. And it's a decision to say, I'm going to walk with Jesus. Mm-hmm. I'm at nuclear disaster in the high seas, is some of the headlines. Ocean temperature rises, spreading. Millions of fish dying. Blight in grains spreading. These are some of the headlines that are coming, those prophetic words. Chicago is up in arms. It's already boiling right now, coming up in arms, where this supposedly safe city. And then you think about it, you think, why would the former chief of staff, Rahm Emanuel, go to a city and start leading it, and it's in greater turmoil than it's ever been before? Is what is on him, or what's motivating him, or what's driving him, or what intentionally or unintentionally, known or unknown, that he carried there, was what they want to reproduce in our country, to get it so rowdy. And I'm telling you something right now, I believe this is a prophetic word. He was sent to Chicago to make an example and create a storm, so that, and that's what they want. That's a picture of whatever Satan's wanting to happen in this nation.
Mm-hmm.
And people are more than willing to give them. Not everybody, but just Washington. They're willing to give us. And listen, he's a chief of staff. He fought to be mayor. He was helping run the White House for President Obama, and he goes from the White House after 2 years of service and pushing through the health care bill.
Mm-hmm.
And then he goes straight to Chicago, and you know, it looks like, based on news reports, that he used Chicago methods of politics to just make it happen.
Yeah.
It happens, and now supposedly we're here with all of his skill in Chicago. It's the scariest city probably to live in. It's the most violent. They have all these repression laws for guns, but yes, everybody's dying with gun violence in the city.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, it makes you want to go, is this what you're trying to do? Is if you got your way with America, is this the way that it would go?
Mm.
And so it's just interesting how the chief of staff would go to a city to make it worse than it was.
Yeah, almost immediately you remember that there were riots, and there were not riots, there were protests with the teachers, and just huge, just standstill. Nobody went to school. I mean, you just got there.
Yeah.
And one of his first initiatives he was trying to pass. Very, very, very interesting.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.